What's going on? Thank you for tuning into this episode of Dante's Inferno. Hope you get a ton of value from this episode. I love you. Namaste. Enjoy. Yo, what up? It's Dante from TakeActionLifestyles.com. And in this video, I'm going to be showing you an interview I did with Glenn Ackerman from EnergyAwarenessTraining.com.
Okay, listen up, you guys. The one thing that everybody wants, the one thing that we're all looking for in this world is approval. Think about that. We all are looking for approval. We want approval from our mom and dad. We want approval from the guys at school. And certainly we want approval from the girls. And dealing with approval or disapproval is one of the most important things that you're gonna face in life. And I'll give you just a little tip about this, is that the ability to overcome and not care about approval is a turning point in all your lives, because wanting approval drives us all to do things sometimes we don't want to do, to sell ourselves out so they'll say, yes, I approve of you. Yes, I'll go out with you. Yes, I'll give you a gold star. You get the A. So understand, and that's an energy, by the way, that we're going to be talking about in a second. So directly to you, when you don't give a fuck if anybody approves of you or not, when you do your job and your approval is gone from looking out there for somebody to approve of you, somebody to say yes, that's your validation, and turn that internally to create standards, high standards, that when you achieve them, you approve of yourself, you reward yourself, and the hell with what anybody else says. That's the key that makes you a leader. So if you look at anybody that we look at, look at Trump. Does Trump give a fuck if anybody approves of him? Anybody know? It doesn't even care. Who's number one in the polls? Okay, Trump. So I'm just making the point, and this guy says about being more masculine, about the guy who just sits there and looks cool. The thing about that, what the girls like, is that this guy's not needy. He doesn't want, will you approve of me? Will you approve of me, please? You know, when you ask for a date, like, what are you doing? You know, or you wouldn't want to go to the dance with me Friday night, would you? You know, she just says, oh, you worm, it just flicks you out. You know, that's wanting approval. And approval is really important for all people, but especially women. You know, what do they spend all the time doing? Doing their hair, doing their makeup, looking good. They don't dress for us. They dress for each other so other women will approve of them. That's one of the secrets we're gonna be discussing here in just a few minutes about looking where you've been needy and you've been selling yourself out. So that stops tonight, okay? Everything that you've been looking for outside in somebody else, in the girl, in the job, in your older brother, or trying to make the team, of approval to give yourself validation, that needs to stop if you're going to be a leader. Because if you look at all leaders, they set their own standards, decide what those standards are and whether they meet them personally without any other references. So I hope that gives you a shot here.
EnergyAwarenessTraining.com. I'm super excited to bring this video to you guys for a number of reasons, okay? Let me back up a little bit before I get into those. So during my course of being a human being, 23 years on this planet, I've spent over $4,000 on self-help courses, products, trainings, live events, and they've been great. However, inevitably, I got to a point where I self-sabotaged. And it drove me insane, because we go to these events, right? I'm sure you're familiar with. We read the books, we watch the courses, we have the mentors, and we stack all this stuff on top of us, all this information, boom, layer of information, boom, course, boom, event, strategy, tool, technique, mindset, perspective, blah, 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 blah. But what happens when we self-sabotage? What happens when we have all this stuff, but we just get sucked back in to our default state? And I don't know about you, but my default state was low self-worth, insecure, didn't feel like I deserved things. You know, I was bullied back in school, all sorts of stuff responsible for why I felt in prison, I felt caged. And I'm so excited to bring you Glenn, because his training is the thing that allowed me to go back into my past and take those negative memories, the negative past pain and trauma, and let it go. And when I did that, I stopped self-sabotaging. All my fears and anxieties kind of just flew off into the wind. And what was replaced was just my default state of being. You know, that state of being you have when you're a kid, when you feel like you can run around and be free and play and just talk to everybody. That state of being, right? But as we get older, we get conditioned, we have all this traumatic stuff happen to us, and we shut down. We get pushed back into ourselves. And we get that little voice saying, hey, you don't deserve that. Hey, you know, you're crap. You're worthless. You can't do that. You won't ever be able to do that. You're not good enough. And Glenn's teachings let me remove that voice and put me in a position to thrive, make a ton of money, have a great relationship, you know, met an amazing girlfriend, have no social anxiety, been filming fucking videos in public, right? Build a business to help change the world in a positive way. It's allowed me to do all these things. So I'm super happy to introduce Glenn to you. I know you're gonna get a ton of value from this interview. There's breathing exercises to get rid of anxiety, stress, negativity. So if right now you're watching this video and you're in a state of distress, you're worried about something, you're frustrated, you're unhappy, not getting the results you want, there's an exercise we go over in the interview about halfway to get you out of that sensation, out of that feeling, and into a state of high vibration energy. And that's just basically feeling good, feeling happy, abundant, like you're worthy. And it's a good primer to prime yourself to then go attack your day, to go attack, you know, the rest of your week and your goals in life. And I do this every single day, these breathing exercises to prime myself. And I know this might not make a little bit of sense, right? Breathing exercise, energy, all this stuff. But as the interview progresses, you will understand more and more and more. Super happy, super excited to bring this to you. Glenn's an amazing speaker. He's an amazing person. His teachings are life-changing. Without further ado, here's Glenn.
Thank you guys so much for tuning into this episode of Dante's Inferno. We have a very special guest that I'd like to welcome you. The transformation, the progress, the dramatic change in results I've gotten this past what seems like year and a half has been a direct cause of Glenn's teachings concerning energy and especially trauma, right? Trauma is responsible, from what I've learned so far from him, for a lot of the suffering we encounter in our lives on a day-to-day basis. So it doesn't matter how much you want your goals, how successful you want to be, you can put all this work in, take all this action to get X result, but if you have unhealed trauma, if you have low vibration energy still within you, it's going to inevitably pull you back, suck you back in, and result in self-sabotage. And my intent with this interview here is just reveal to you what Glenn's all about, why his teachings are so powerful, and just get you hooked on them because they work. I've spent over $4,000 in courses, products, trainings, live programs, and they're valuable for sure, but this single-handedly is the most valuable thing I've ever come across in my entire life. So with that being said, thank you, Glenn, for coming on the podcast, and if you'd like to introduce yourself and what you're all about.
Sure, Dante. Thank you for inviting me. I appreciate it. My name is Glenn Ackerman, and I am a coach, an energy healer, and the founder of a method called Energy Awareness Training. And Energy Awareness Training is a all-new method. It's a breakthrough discovery on personal change and how to overcome the stuff that's been bugging us and plaguing us all our lives. And it's the discovery of how our personal energy works and how hidden energies that we don't see are constantly influencing us. And when we become aware of that, we can make profound changes in our lives. And one of the things that I mention when people ask me, you know, what's the difference between what I do and other stuff, is that most of the things that we do to try to heal ourselves or try to move through have a limited success range. In fact, in the personal development world, books, tapes, or audios nowadays, courses, seminars, etc., have about a 97% failure rate. And that's astounding. And what that means is that you know, 97% of the people don't get the results that they're looking for. And I certainly was one of them. And so they go looking for something in the next book. and the next guy, and the next speaker, and the next this. And it's just a constant merry-go-round where you make a little bit of progress, but you go looking because you haven't gotten the results you wanted. So energy awareness training overcomes all that. When you become energetically aware, hence the name energy awareness training, and you're able to see and recognize the energy patterns and how they work in the world that we live in, which is an energetic world, you have a profound shift in your ability to make changes in your life and to move effortlessly through stuff that's been keeping you down for years. So I have a saying that says, you know, I use the analogy of the iceberg, which is 10% above the water, which we can see, and 90% below the water, which we can't see. And the Titanic wasn't sunk by the 10% we could see. It was sunk by the 90% that we couldn't see. So I have a saying that says that which we can see, we can control. That which we can't see controls us. And this is the secret of why energy awareness training is so powerful. And so many thought leaders, personal development teachers, well-known celebrities, et cetera, who have teachings and trainings of their own, have come to me as students to learn this powerful work because it gets results. And that's what I'm proud of.
I love that. I love that. So for the context of my audience, who I know is listening to this, and other people, when we post this to like YouTube and various social media platforms, what is energy? Because what you teach is ridiculously powerful, but when I am talking about it to people, like, you almost have to dangle the final result in front of their face so they kind of get like excited about it. What would you describe, like, what is energy? Like, let's start there to give people a framework to work from so all this kind of makes sense.
Sure. Well, you know, when you talk about energy previously, you either talk about oil and gas or solar panels, or you talk about energy in terms of, you know, new age crystals or, you know, fairies walking around. The energy that I'm talking about is backed by science. It's the energy that's all around us. In fact, you know, your high school teacher probably told you, as mine did, that everything in this world is energy, that we live in an energetic world, and that everything that we come in contact with, the air is energy, our bodies are energies, the computers are energies, the table, I mean, you name it, this is an energetic world. Now, when I first heard that in high school, I went, oh, that's interesting, but how do I relate to it? Well, little did I know that was the key to the most powerful personal change methods that there are in this world. Because everything, when I'm talking about energy, especially when it comes to our personal development, our thoughts, energy, feelings, emotions, energies, behaviors, energies, everything has an energetic component to it. So when I'm talking about energy, I'm talking about a substance that has a power, a purpose, a frequency, and a direction, and it gives off information. So maybe you've walked into a party, and you walk into the party, and you look around, and in just a couple of seconds, you go, yeah, I like the vibes here. Feels good. It's not something that you're really aware of. It's just a feeling. A sense that it's something that you like, or maybe you've walked into parties or places where it's kind of creepy and you don't like it. So the energy is constantly giving us information and direction. And how this works is that there are energies that are constantly influencing us, both internally and externally. And if we don't know, we'll put it this way. Has this ever happened to you? You make a decision to do something, to go in this direction, maybe to lose weight, for example. I want to lose weight. That means I'm going to go to the gym. That means I'm going to eat right. That means I'm going to be more aware of my diet. And yet, you see a glazed donut over here, and there's a part of you that wants to eat the glazed donut or the ice cream, and there's like an inner turmoil, inner tug of war. Well, that's an energetic response that you're having. And all of us have energies that are constantly trying to pull us in different directions. And they show up in our thoughts, in our emotions, in our behaviors. And we can see them externally as well as internally. So this is a new way of looking at things. Here we are, we're doing this here in late February. And in January, what does everybody do? They make New Year's resolutions, right? Because there's an energy inside you that says, hey, it's a new year. I want to be better. I want to grow. I want to have more. I want to do more. That's an energy that fills us with possibility, that gives us a vision of the good things that I call high vibration energy. It's good for us, that inspires us, that wants us to move forward. So you make your New Year's resolution, let's say the lose weight thing, but you know what? So for a week or two, you're just like, yeah, man, I'm in my program, and you're feeling inspired, and you're getting going. And then 2 or 3 weeks later, there's another energy, there's another pull that says, do I really want to go to the gym? It's cold outside, and I don't want to stay on my diet. Oh, look at the pizza here. So you recognize that there's one energy pulling you one way, and there's another energy pulling you the other way. And if you don't know that the process and how it works, you'll think that, it's just willpower. And, you know, again, 90% of the people quit their New Year's resolutions by now, by mid-February, 90% out the window. And then you end up feeling kind of bummed, you know, I want to lose that weight, but I guess I wasn't strong enough, or I don't know what happened. I was so gung-ho. And then, well, what happened to you was you were influenced by these hidden energies. And that's the human condition. So if you're energetically aware, you can see what's happening and deal with it from an energetic perspective. In other words, you're able to deal with it from the 90%, like iceberg, the 90%, not the 10%.
Awesome. I love it. So I really, really want to get more people. I want to bring more awareness to the fact this training exists and then get more people actually implementing it so they can actually change their life. Because speaking from personal experience, trying all these courses and products and trainings and this and that, yeah, I'd experience some results, but inevitably would get sucked back into my default state, which is like miserable, wasn't loving myself, didn't accept myself, all the self-attacking negative thoughts. So to give people a taste of the power of this, what's something practical they could do like right now listening to the podcast to get them some results, to experience this shift? Maybe it's not permanent, but just to show them like the light at the end of the tunnel, like it exists, it's there. What would you say to those people? What would you give them?
Well, the first thing I would say to them is that to recognize that you are not the low vibration energies that are trying to influencing you. You're not what we could say the negative energies. I'll give you an example. I'm from San Francisco, and I don't know if you've ever driven across the Golden Gate Bridge, but I did many times. And as I was driving across there, one of the things, one of the unfortunate things about driving across the Golden Gate Bridge is that they only separate the lanes with these plastic cones. So there's a lot of accidents on the Golden Gate Bridge because people cross in lanes and stuff. Anyway, this is something that profoundly changed me and alerted me to energy, which is the thoughts in our head. And so many of us think the thoughts in our head are our thoughts, right? If I have a thought in my head, it must be me. Well, in energy awareness training, we identify everything from energy. So if it's a high vibration energy, if it's the energy that feels good, that empowers us, makes us feel good, that brings us, you know, good things and happiness, it's a high vibrational energy. That energy is here to uplift us and help us and guide us. But there's another energy that is here to block our good and to pull us down. Hence, the energy that wanted to lose weight, that wants them to eat pizza. He thinks that it's just my thought to eat pizza. No, it's an energy that's trying to infiltrate you and influencing you. So, for example, I'm driving across the Golden Gate Bridge, and I'm listening to my thoughts. you know that chatterbox in your head that just goes yak, 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 is constantly talking, and it's like you got a little man in there sending you all these kind of thoughts. So I'm driving across the bridge, it's a beautiful day, and I hear the chatterbox in my head going, boy, it's a beautiful day. And I'm going, yeah, it's a beautiful day. And I hear the voice going, traffic's going great, you're going to be there in no time. Yeah, that's true, I'm going to be there in no time. And he said, boy, what a beautiful view from the bridge. Yeah, it's a beautiful view. And then the voice says, why don't you drive into the opposite lane and see what happens? What? Drive into the opposite lane? That's suicide. That's not my thought. That's not what I would consciously choose to be. Hold on. Something or someone or somewhere, there's a thought planted in my head that wants me to hurt myself. Whoa, where's that coming from? And that alerted me to recognize that there are energetic forces that are trying to influence us. Now, did I have a thought? Was it my thought that I said, yeah, why don't I do that? No, that I didn't choose that in any way, shape, or form. And then I realized, well, if that's not my thought, then maybe the thoughts that I have of not good enough, or you'll never get the girl you want, or you're stuck in this job forever, or people don't like you, all of those thoughts, but those aren't mine either. And if I can clear those thoughts out and recognize that these thoughts are energies, and I know the purpose of the energies, I can eliminate that. Because one of the biggest things that we deal with in our life experiences is emotional suffering. And emotional suffering usually comes from our thoughts. And a thought creates a feeling. A feeling expands into an emotion. And in an emotion, if it's not regulated, becomes a behavior. And then a behavior becomes a life. So in energy awareness training, one of the first things you learn how to do is recognize I'm not my thoughts. I have thoughts. We have about 30,000 to 40,000 thoughts going through our head every day. But many of those thoughts are coming from a negative or a low vibration energy place. And in my work, I show you how to be able to disconnect those negative thoughts, those negative energies, and be able to spot them before they get to you, so that you can remain in what I call a high vibration energy place of happiness, peace, and being in full alignment with the most positive energies that you have.
I love it. What's something people can do that if they get, because it's very powerful to make that distinction of you're not your thoughts. You're the space, you know, between thoughts, you're behind thoughts. But let's say someone is in a state of distress right now. They're having like massive low vibration thoughts, low vibration energy coming into them. It's like it's overtaking them. What's something practical they can do to get back to a place of peace? And again, it might not be permanent because they don't have the training. And there's a lot that goes into the training. I'm going through your course right now. There's like 10 to 12 videos, it's a lot. And there's a reason that you have to go through the course and there's levels to it. You have to learn it stage by stage by stage. But what's something people can do right now to get them back to center?
Okay. Well, one of the first things that I teach people in my beginning level classes is that there are places where the low vibration energy congregates, or the energies, and one of them is in your head. So whenever we get stressed emotionally, it's because we're dwelling on a thought that doesn't feel good. Like if I'm worried about something, let's say, you know, it's Friday here. Let's say today my boss said to me, Glenn, I want to see you in my office 9 o'clock Monday morning. Don't be late. And I think, oh, what does he want? Am I going to get fired? Am I going to get transferred? And then here comes that voice in your head going, oh, you might get fired. You might be without a job. You might not have any money. You might be good. And it just, it's off to the races. The same voice that wants me to move in the opposite lane. So what can I do about it now? That's Monday is 2 days away. Am I going to be thinking about that? And this is where the emotional stress, anxiety, and suffering comes from. What is, I ask myself a question I don't know the answer to. What does my boss want? I don't know. I should know, but I don't know. Is he going to fire me? I don't know. Is he going to demote me? I don't know. Is he going to transfer me? I don't know. And that becomes a loop, like a track that you keep running round and round and round. And if you keep running on that track, pretty soon that the low vibration energy or the negative energy is going to fill you in your head with a horror movie of, oh my gosh, I lose my job. If I lose my job, I won't have money. If I don't have money, I won't pay my bills. If I can't pay my bills, I won't be able to make my rent. If I can't make my rent, I'm going to be homeless. And it's just this, it just spirals out of control. So one of the things that I would recommend is a simple exercise that I teach everyone, and that is energy flows where attention goes. That means where I put my attention will create the energy that I'm in. And as long as I'm in my head, I'm going to be constricted. So I give you the example of energy is like water. If I have a cup of water and I leave it here for 3 weeks, what's going to happen to it? It's going to get dirty. But if the water keeps moving, it's going to stay clean. So what I would have you do is I would have you visualize getting out of your head, visualize moving out of your head, because as long as you're in this direction here, thinking, you're going to be subject to negative or low vibration energy. Now, you're trying to think of a solution. You don't know what the solution is. You can't, there's no solution right now. It's like looking into an empty drawer for a file. The drawer, you're looking for this file, you open up the drawer. There's nothing in the drawer. If you keep opening the drawer looking for the file, you're going to drive yourself nuts. All you need to know is, I open the drawer, no file, done. So what we want to do is we want to get out of the head. So follow me with this exercise, guys, real quick. Close your eyes and just listen to to the little man in your head talking about, what's this? What's this going on? What's this thing about energy? Yak. Okay? Now, what we're going to do is we're going to move our location. We're going to get out of our head, because when we're in our head, our energy's stuck. We're going to move our location of thinking to the bottom part of our spine, or what I call the center point. So imagine that you got an elevator in your head. Okay, just play with me for a minute. Imagine you got an elevator in your head. You're going to put all the thoughts, all the thinking in your head, and you're going to move that elevator down. And we're not just going to stop at the center point. We're going to move it all the way into the ground. So put the thoughts in, close the elevator. Imagine the elevator started moving down. All your thought processes moving out of your head, moving into your neck, moving down your chest, moving down your groin, moving down your legs, moving down your calves, moving down your feet, and all the way into the ground. All that thought, all that thinking, all that worry, boom, right into the ground, down to your left, down about 12 feet into the ground. Okay, just let's leave it there, for example. Let's leave it there. And now, let's concentrate on the bottom part of your spine, or your center point. It's right between the first and second chakras. And let's take a couple of breaths and just breathe in and start moving the energy. Because I have a saying that says, nothing changes until energy moves. So the number one thing you can do if you're stressed or if you've got bad thoughts or you got anxiety is to start moving the energy, because the energy's stuck. Okay, it's like a garden hose. You know, you can a lot of water can pass through that hose, but if there's a kink in the hose, not one drop can go through that hose. You've got to unkink the hose so that the water can flow. So let's just take a couple of breaths. Tune into your center point, the bottom part of your spine, and imagine that your nose is there, because we're going to be breathing through our nose. And let's just take a deep breath and imagine that our nose is at our center point. Okay, you with me? Here we go. Let's take a deep breath. Imagine your nose is at your center point. So we're breathing in the lower part of our body. Okay? I want you to feel the floor underneath your feet. I want you to feel your butt in the chair. I want you to feel your legs underneath your hands. And let's just take a big breath. Here we go. Inhale. Big breath, big breath, big breath, big breath, big breath, big breath. Hold. Exhale through the mouth. And again, take a big breath. Inhale. Big breath, big breath, big breath. Fill up the lungs in there. Hold. Exhale. That's right. Get all the air out. All the air out. And let's take another breath. Again, tuning into our center point. Imagine that our nose is there. Why do we visualize our nose at our center point? Because the lower we go, the more we activate all the energy centers in our body. If we stay in our head, the energy stays stuck in the head. But if we breathe low, we activate and move energy throughout our whole body from the tip of our toes all the way up to our head. Let's take a couple of more breaths. Here we go. Tune into your center point. Imagine that your nose is there. Let's take a big breath and inhale. Here we go. Breathe, breathe, breathe. That's it. Fill up the lungs of air. Hold it. And exhale loudly. Shh. Get all the air out. That's right. That's right. Good. Pause for a moment. See if you can feel the silence. Let's take one more breath. Tune into your center point, bottom part of your spine. Imagine that your nose is there. Let's take a big breath. Here we go. Inhale. Big breath, big breath, big breath, big breath. Breathe all the way down to your toes. Big breath, big breath, big breath, big breath. Hold. And exhale loudly through the mouth. Excellent. Now pause for a moment. Just be still, be aware. And notice that there is an energetic shift. As we pause, we become fully present right here. We feel the floor underneath our feet. We feel our legs with our hands. We are fully present. We are fully aware right here, right now. And right here, right now, all is well. Right here, right now, being fully aware of what's happening. You're listening to the sound of my voice. You're sitting in the chair. You feel the floor underneath your feet. The more aware you become in this moment to be fully present, you're out of the anxiety realm. You're out of the fear realm. Because there's nothing to be afraid of right here and right now. Whatever's like with the example with the boss. Okay, well, when Monday comes, I'll deal with it. But right here and right now, all is well. And I have peace. Let's take one more breath. Here we go. Tune into your center point, bottom part of your spine. Imagine that your nose is there. And let's take a full body breath, breathing low. Here we go. Inhale through the nose. Big breath, big breath. Breathe low now, all the way to the feet. Breathe low. Hold it. Fill up the lungs up there. Hold it now. And exhale through the mouth. Excellent. Good. All right, everybody open their eyes. So what did we just do? We recognized that that we were in a state of anxiety or fear, which is a low vibration energy state. And we recognized that as long as we stay in our head, that vibration can get at us. It's like if as long as you're standing in the swamp, the alligator can get you. So the first thing we want to do is get out of the swamp, which is our head, and move all the thoughts and all the worry and all the anxiety out of our head and move it into the ground. You notice when it shifts, wow, when it's in another location, it makes a difference. It makes a difference if the thoughts are down there versus in here. And then we simply took a deep breath and became aware of our lower body. And as we become aware of our lower body, it opens up the energy channels. And when energy is flowing, we feel good. When energy is stuck, we don't feel good. And by and large, there's other things you could do. You could take a walk around the block. Whatever it takes to start moving energy, get up. The worst thing you can do is just stay in your head with all the thoughts going, that's not going to help you. But that's what most people do when they get what I call thought attacks or anxiety attacks. Energy awareness training, move that energy and you'll feel better. There you go, Dante. That's a good little 10-minute exercise we could do.
Well done. Thank you, Glenn. So something I've noticed about your work that's very fascinating is the fact that for most people, they do take a program, they take a course, and that in and of itself takes a lot of action and you know, mustering up to even do that. But the thing that's devastating is they put all this effort and willpower into taking this course and trying to get these results, but then they get sucked back. They self-sabotage. It just falls apart, crumbles before their eyes. So why does that happen? Like if it's as simple as moving the energy and constantly being aware of that, why do we still self-sabotage? Why can't we just be free, like, of ourselves?
That's a good question. And the answer is, when we come into this world, this isn't our first go around. So whether it's hereditary, or whether you believe in past lives, or maybe a mixture of the two, whatever your beliefs are it's a scientific fact in the new science of epigenetics that we inherit energy from our ancestors. And in the past life belief system, we've done things or created things that are continuations in this life or continuations in this body, whatever. It doesn't matter, but it's just the concept. So what we do is in this world, we have a lot of what we call baggage, and we have a lot of low vibration energy, you know, leftovers. So not to mention that when we're kids, we all experience upsetting emotions, and they can be light upsetting emotions or they can be traumatic upsetting emotions. And the latest studies in energy medicine and energy psychology state that these emotions and these energy, these emotions and these things that occur are energies, and they're energies that attach themselves to us. So for example, you know, I had a client who came to me and he was afraid of water. And he says, can you heal my fear of water? I said, yeah. So I'm talking with him and I said, were you always afraid of water or swimming and all? He goes, no. It happened when I was 8 years old. I said, before 8 years old, you didn't have a problem with it. He goes, yeah. I said, okay, well, what happened when you were 8 years old? He goes, I don't know. I said, well, if you did know, what would it be? He says, well, now that I think about it, I was taking swim lessons. And my mother used to take me to the swim lessons, but one Saturday my father took me to the lessons and he thought I already knew how to swim. So he picked me up and we were horsing around and he dropped me in the deep end thinking that I knew how to swim. And I was so shocked and I wasn't prepared and I started to drown. And I sank to the bottom of the pool and my father was freaked out and he dove in with his clothes to pull me out. And I was so shaken up, I never wanted to swim again. And I never wanted to do any of these things again. That's what you call a phobia or a traumatic incident. And I said, oh, so you haven't gone swimming since you were 7? He goes, nope. And I said, that's interesting. Now, what's also interesting, excuse me, that no one tells us is that these emotions, these incidents that happen to us, they don't go away. They stay buried inside us to come out another time. And they're there to alert us. So I said to him, well, I guess you learned how to live with this thing. I said, what brings you to want to change it? He says, well, I got married about 10 years ago. And I said, oh, you got married, huh? He goes, yeah. And I said, I got married to a woman who's an athlete. Now, here's the poetic justice, so to speak. She's an athlete. I said, what kind of athlete is she? What do you think he said? Dante.
Olympic swimmer? Something to do with swimming.
Swimmer, scuba diver, surfer.
Oh, man.
Okay, now, of all the women in the world, that's the one he picks. And he said, well, you know, I don't swim and I don't do these things. So, you know, if you can live with that, that's great. If you can't, I understand. So they made a pact, and she never had him swim or do any of these things that she was doing until they had kids. And then they had two kids. And one day she said, you know what? Your phobia isn't acceptable anymore. You got to go get this thing fixed. Yeah, I don't know what you got to do, but I want to take these kids swimming, and I want you with us as part of the family. So he went to psychiatrists, psychologists, you know, he went to hypnosis, he went to, I mean, you know, he went to the shaman, he went to the chiropractor, he went to everything you could think of, and he wasn't able to get relief. And he came to see me, and he was able to get relief, and we cleared that up. Because the difference between me and those other modalities is that in my work, nothing changes until energy moves. So while the other people are trying to help him through talk, you know, reason and logic, so much of our behavior isn't reasonable and it isn't logical, but it's still there. And even though it doesn't make sense, you know, it doesn't make sense to somebody who takes drugs. That doesn't make sense. Doesn't make sense to somebody who overeats. You know, doesn't make sense, but they do it anyway. And the reason why is because they're not energetically aware of what's happening to them. So when you clear out the energy and you realign the energy, that's where you get magic results and fast results quickly. And that's the scope of my work.
I love it. So I know you have a program and I'd like to touch on that and kind of inform people about what they can expect from taking it. So you have levels, and you have 9 so far, the 10th one coming. So what can people expect from getting your first level of training? What kind of results can they expect if they, let's say, they're not experiencing, you know, the success they want, relationships they want, the financial stability they want? What can they expect from taking your program? Why should they take your program?
Good question. Well, I teach the information and demonstrate in a variety of ways. I do personal premium one-on-one coaching with people who want to learn this from the source. And that's what started this all. I live here in West Hollywood. So I started working with influencers and thought leaders and then eventually celebrities in music and in film and TV started coming along. And one of the thought leaders suggested, you know, pretty much I wasn't online or I was just had my practice here. And one of the thought leaders said, hey, get your stuff out there, you know, get online, let the world know what you do. So that's what I've been doing here in the past year is getting the word out, getting online, a website, YouTube channel and doing podcasts like this. So I teach a one-on-one premium coaching. I have an online course that starts, it's right now it's 9 levels. And what we do is we cover the basics. Either I explain it to you, you learn on the videos, which is you got to know how energy works. And this will change your life. If you do one thing this year to catapult yourself to the success and the life you want, learn energy awareness training. Because what you're going to do is you're going to, it's like having an X-ray vision to see things that you weren't aware of before, but they're all around you. So one of the things that we teach is there are energetic laws in this world that no one ever taught us in school. But if we don't know them, we're going to make mistakes and we're going to sabotage ourselves and we're going to go in directions that we don't want to go in simply because we don't know the laws. It's like going to another country. You know, if you go to a country, you don't speak the language, you don't know what the laws are. And if you're driving beyond the speed limit and the police pull you over and you go, hey, you were breaking this law and you're breaking that law. And you go, hey, I didn't know. And they go, too bad. You know, off to jail you go. So so many of the mistakes that we make and the unpleasantness we go through is because we're not aware of what's happening around us. So first thing you do is you learn the energetic laws. Second, you learn how to deal with the thoughts in your head. You learn how to deal with, I mean, imagine if you could turn off that little man inside your head. You know, for so many years, I was just plagued with this negative thoughts, just driving me nuts, you know, all the time, you know, just literally attacking me. You know, you're no good, you're not good enough, you're never going to have it, etc. Well, imagine if you could turn that voice off and have peace. And that's one of the first things that we teach you how to do in energy awareness training. Second, we teach you how to access your personal energy so that you can at will take charge. See, most of us are at the effect of whatever energy affects us today. We get up, you know, we feel good, it's going to be a good day. If we get up, we don't feel good, it's not going to be a good day. Our happiness, what's our happiness based on? Well, if good things happen today, I'm happy. If bad things happen today, I'm not happy. So we've given our power away to the fate. And what I'm here to say is you can take back your energy and you can align yourself to have a great day every day. In fact, you know, when people say, what's energy awareness training about? Here's what it's about. It's about learning to take control of your energy so that you can eliminate all emotional suffering. Think about that. Emotional suffering. You know, the anxiety, the fear, the loss, the negative, all that, boom, out. And that you can maintain resourceful, happy, proactive state of mind and energy no matter what's going on. That's what we call energetic freedom. Doesn't matter what the economy's doing, doesn't matter what your girlfriend's doing, doesn't matter what your mother's doing, doesn't matter what the next door neighbor's doing, etc. And a lot of times it doesn't even matter what your body's doing. You know, I had a couple of health challenges and I kept in alignment in the energy awareness training, and those health challenges just went out the window because I was able to stay in the high energy. And it takes, you know, it takes focus and it takes dedication if you want to be happy, if you want to be successful, if you want to have a great relationship. You know, if you want to be fat, doesn't take any effort. You know, if you want to be lonely, doesn't take any effort. If you want to be broke, doesn't take any effort. But if you want all the good things in life, it takes effort and focus. And if you use energy to help you, it's like you're using your 90%. You ever hear the phrase that we use less than 10% of our, you know, our brain power or our personal power? Well, what they're talking about is energy power. So when you learn energy awareness training and you learn how to control and focus and direct your energy, wow, things start to happen and they start to happen fast. So whether it is, what do you want? You want more money. Okay, having money is an energetic exchange. Most people don't know that. So if you don't have money, business is slow or I'm low. No, it's an energy. It's an energy that you can control. Your health, it's an energy. When you're in energetic alignment, you're healthy. When you're not in energetic alignment, you're not healthy. How about dating in relationships? You know, here's an example. I have a lot of young guys who come to me and they want to be better at dating. They're looking for they want to find a nice girlfriend. Girls too, but you know, a lot of guys go, yeah, I want to have a great girlfriend. I want to meet a great girl. But when I see one, I want to meet her, but something inside me stops me and I'm afraid to go over there. And I don't know what it is, but there's something inside me stopping me. And so many, you know, so many dating coaches just say, well, just go over there, man. Just willpower. It's not willpower. It's energy. It's learning how to erase and dissolve the energies of fear, anxiety, worry, and stress that are going on inside you so that you can take the action that you want. Imagine being able to be absolutely courageous in any situation and having the power to go over there and meet someone you want to meet or not meet them. The power to speak in front of groups if you want to. The power to make the money that you want, to have the health that you want. All of this all stems down to our energy. So that's why I have different courses, you know, for money and for health and for relationships and a variety of things, because all of it comes back to energy. I don't care what you want. You want to be great in sports. You want a great relationship. Think of it. You want to be super healthy. Great. You better take care of your energy, or else you're going to be missing a very vital component of that.
Well said, Glenn. Everybody, before I found this, like, again, you're going to find, like, ads, you're going to find courses, you're going to find people on YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, all sorts of places. And it's going to look exciting. It's going to look attractive. You're going to try things much like I did. And you're going to find, as you start stacking information and tools and techniques and strategy, and you just keep piling all this stuff up to try to get you closer to your dream life, closer to what you want, closer to success, closer to that the one, the relationship, you're going to find that the more you stack on, you're just going to experience the same things. I love, you have a saying, Glenn, that I love. It's, until you heal the things in your past, you're going to keep repeating the same patterns, but the only thing that's going to change are the faces. You're going to keep encountering the same pattern, the same thing holding you back and pulling you back. And myself, coming from, you know, doing drugs, having low self-worth, suicidal thoughts, just waking up every day miserable and, you know, not having the guts, so to speak, to, like, actually pull the trigger, and just being in this personal hell and wanting these things, knowing that I have a purpose, I have something to offer, I know I can make a difference in this world, I know I'm here for a reason, but it's like out of reach, and it's like a wall, I can't touch it, but I know it's there, and it's driving me insane because I can't touch it, but, like, what's the thing is, you have to remove all this stuff, you have to stop stacking it, you have to go down to the source, and the source is your energy. I'm telling you, I will say it in a million different ways, but the same message is going to be, this is you want a magic pill? This is the magic pill. Back in the day, the old success programs, they say, you say this one word to make the girl love you, right? This is that magic pill. This is the silver bullet. You fix your energy, everything else falls into place, because everything stems from energy, okay? So I hope you hear my tonality. Hope you're in the passion from my words. This works. This should be your main I don't care where you're at, what you're struggling with, this should be the main focus, because you get this down, everything else falls into place. So Glenn, thank you so much for being on this podcast. Thank you so much for sharing this valuable information. I'm so glad you exist. I'm so glad this program exists. Everybody listening, where can people find you, Glenn?
Before we say goodbye to everyone, I just want to mention one thing. If you're out there and you're suffering from any kind of anxiety or stress or worry, or you've got a situation that's driving you nuts, I've been there and I know what that's about. So that's what my work is about. And my intention is to help eliminate emotional suffering in this world. And all suffering, all emotional suffering is 90% unnecessary. So you can feel free to know that there's somebody who cares and who knows what you've been through and knows what you're going through, and we have the tools. And you start one step at a time, and it just gets better and better and better. But you got to take that first step. If you take that first step, I promise you, you'll be happy. And that's what I did. I know no matter what you've gone through, I've been through it, and because I went through it, and because I experienced, you know, what it's like to have, you know, not a good life and not happy and struggling and anxiety and stress and worry. And when I was able to overcome that for myself, then I decided to help other people do the same. And I think Dante feels the same way also. So it's been a real pleasure to be with you. By the way, you can contact me, If you want to write me, contact me personally, you can contact me at energytitan@gmail.com. energytitan@gmail.com. A lot of people wonder how they can get a hold of me. That's where you can get a hold of me. You can go to my site, energyawarenesstraining.com. energyawarenesstraining.com. A lot of information there. And Donnie, I really thank you for inviting me onto your podcast. Thank you for the opportunity to be with you and to speak to your audience.
Thank you, Glenn. Thank you for your work. This is extremely powerful stuff. It's, again, it's life-changing and the single most transformational thing I've seen on this planet. So I appreciate you. Thank you for sharing your time and energy with me. Hope everyone listening, you got a ton of value. Please go visit the site if you're ready to change your life. I'm telling you, anything else you try to pursue, you might experience a taste of success, but it's not going to be permanent. It's not going to be long-lasting. If you want permanent, real change, energyawarenesstraining.com. Thank you, Glenn. I appreciate you.
All right. Thank you, Dante.
Thank you so much for watching this interview. Hope you got a ton of value. If you did, please click the subscribe button below. And if you find, if you go down to the description and in the comments section, I'm going to be posting Glenn's website, energyawarenesstraining.com. You can go ahead and click that, and it'll take you to the website. And I highly encourage you to sign up for his free 4-part video series. It's super valuable. Okay? We got a ton of value. Thanks for rocking with me. I appreciate you. Till next time.
Hey, what's up? This is Max. And I've been working with Glenn for the past week now. And just came from a great energy session with him. And I have to say, it literally changed my life. I've been extremely stressed out in the beginning. I've hit rock bottom. And the work with Glenn just totally turned it on 180 degrees. I'm extremely grateful to have met him. I'm extremely grateful to have had the opportunity to work with him.
Thank you guys so much for listening to this episode. Hope you got a ton of value from it. A ton of breakthrough realizations, epiphanies, all that cool stuff. Hope your life is at least 1% better for having listened to this episode. Hey, while we're on that note, if you want to check out more free content from me in terms of articles, videos, more podcasts, Twitter, et cetera, you can find all that stuff at takeactionlifestyles.com. Takeactionlifestyles.com. Okay, if you enjoyed this episode and you got a ton of value from it, it would mean the world to me if you sent this episode to one person. That's it, just one person. Could just be a DM, could be Twitter, whatever. Facebook, Messenger, you just pick a random person in your contacts on your phone, you just send a text with a link. However you choose to do it, it would mean the world to me if you got value. If you didn't get any value, you shut your phone off right now, you stop listening to me. But if you got value, please send this to one single person so they can also get some value and they can improve their lives. Thank you so much for rocking with me. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. You're amazing. I kind of want to just get your address so I can just send you cookies and love and fucking and tickets to Malibu or something. I don't know. I want to give you a lot of value. I want to give you a lot of gifts, but because you're listening to this later and I'm recording this now, it's weird because it's not the same time. So all I can just give you is just a thank you, a little bit of love, and I appreciate you. Namaste. Thank you.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.